Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Ears Podcast produced by Terrier TV. I am Alligator Rob and joined, as always, by the magnificent Bill and the wonderful Cindy. How are you guys doing? I felt like superlatives were appropriate to start it off
with. Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, no, I'm doing well. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys.
Oh, we missed you too, Cindy.
I feel like I haven't been here in a year.
That's right.
It's been a couple of weeks.
You were under the weather.
I was quite ill.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Quite ill.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry you had to deal with all that.
So was it just like...
COVID,
so it's trouble breathing kind of thing?
I don't know what is up with the strain that's going around, but I swear it was like the first time all over again. It was awful.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was
everything, every symptom, all of it.
I heard your house had it too. You were all, you and your husband were both down.
Yeah, somebody got away safe.
Yes.
And there in the control room.
And I'm not saying that she bragged at all.
Golf clap.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Yeah. That is the one most convenient thing about the fact that that kid has four parents. So she's got two houses. So she has a place to go and be safe at least.
There's always a refuge.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Let's jam up. So let me real quick get in here and thank you. Thank Edna Wilson with Celebrate Remax Aerospace for sponsoring our program. Edna and her team love Titusville and the Space Coast. They are dedicated to helping their town thrive. They know buying or selling a home is a really big deal. They promise to help you make your homeownership dreams come true. Visit EdnaWilson.com. Huge blessing to our community in so many ways. They provide stuff for teachers a lot, different meals for the teachers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do stuff for a lot of different organizations around the Space Coast. And we're super thankful for them. So you guys ready to jump into this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whee! Okay, so today on the podcast, we are joined by... Ooh, we went with the thing on the little graphic of social media icon. So I think that's fair. We'll go with social media icon. OMG, it's Wix. How's it going, buddy? How you doing?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. So before I even start this, your name is Josh, but you go by Wix. Where does Wix come from?
Actually came from high school, so it's like a nickname in high school for my hair.
Oh, for your hair. Okay.
Yeah. So it came from high school and it kind of just followed me throughout life.
All right. Yeah, it's funny. Cindy's daughter said those exact same things. She's like, I bet you it has to do with his hair.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah. Well, she called it directly. So, buddy, you've had a pretty awesome flipping journey. So you're from Florida, yes?
Yeah, born and raised in Southwest Florida.
Southwest, okay. Where in the world did this journey start at? Because literally the term social media icon is not too far of a stretch. You're known everywhere. Everybody seems to know who you are
and what's
going
on. And I will
tell you
this. When I put up, it told my class that he was going to be on the show.
Yeah.
They knew him and one of the guys in the control room right now, Brandon, he said, make sure you tell him I'm a big fan.
I lost it. Frank sent us an email one day with the next couple of weeks of people we'd be interviewing. And I went, that can't be real. No way. You were the first person I followed on TikTok.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. When you hear stuff like this, how does it make you feel, man? It's gotta be really heartwarming. Heartwarming. Dear goodness gracious.
I knew what you meant, though. So, you know, with me. It's still surreal. It's still something that I'm getting used to. Because I'm such a, you know, I just kind of live my everyday life and pretty much the same as even before all of the attention. So, it's still something that I'm getting used to.
Has it been a huge blessing to you and your family?
Yes, definitely a huge blessing. I have. No complaints at all. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to everyone, and especially, you know, if it's, you know, good people that enjoy what I do. So I enjoy that.
Well, that's what's so unique about what you're doing, too. You're doing it what I think is the right way. Number one, you're having fun with it. And number two, you're doing it clean. You know what I mean? You're not throwing four-letter words out there at everything you do. You're not, you know, making fun of people. Well, in some cases, you are making fun of people. You're making fun of us Floridians in general, but it's clean fun,
though, if it's true?
It's not. If you're right. It's not really making fun of if it's true. It's just kind of highlighting our lapses in judgment sometimes, I think, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to let them know why we are the way we are. It's more of an explanation to, like, everyone else. Because everyone else sees us, and they're like, they just do wild stuff. And it's like, no, there's a reason. There's a reason. So.
Everything's trying to kill us every day.
Yeah. We gotta beat the crazy where the crazy is. So that's kind of what happens.
Yep. I always like your take on and I found it to be very, very accurate on hurricanes. And nobody else ever does it like that. And you're like, that's the whole thing. Well, you know, Waffle House is closed. Oh, that's it. Yeah. We're serious.
And that's how I've always lived my life with like anything that happens in Florida. Like I realized like the Waffle House is open, then I figured we're going to be good. But if it closed, because it never closes, yep. That's when I get like a little nervous.
That's
like,
true.
I start getting nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been on this journey for 2 years now?
Almost three.
Almost three, which is, man, you've magnified this so big so fast. It's amazing. Where did the inspiration to go this direction with it come from?
Well, I got on TikTok, you know, when the pandemic happened, you know, kind of like everybody else. My youngest daughter actually created my account to watch like my nieces and nephews on TikTok. And then I kind of got on and started realizing that I can actually make sketches. And it was during the Florida summer. And you know how Florida summer is, I believe, is when I really got serious. And it was mainly because of the heat and humidity. And it kind of just blew up from there.
Okay. What did you do for a living before this?
I worked at a call center. And I did some studio engineering, some sound engineering.
Okay. So this was a little bit in your wheelhouse then, that side of it at least, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was into podcasting before, like in 2000, 17, 18, and 19. I was doing like podcasting and kind of got into sketches a little bit, but more so as like a background person.
Okay.
And then it kind of, this was my opportunity, I guess, to be the front person. I was the only person actually, but it was kind of my opportunity to like experiment with my idea. So.
There you go. And I think Bill was saying he saw you went to Full Sail.
Yes, I did Full Sail for a year. I didn't finish, so I wanted to finish, but I still might go back and finish.
Yeah, I'd say maybe it's something you go back and do now.
Yeah.
I know me and Cindy both went back to school later on in life. You know, I went back and got my biomedical degree later on in life, and Cindy went back and got her big fancy degree later on in life too. So, you know, as Cindy loses it, goodness gracious. Oh Lord. So what's in this journey from start to where you are now, what are like the biggest things you've learned? What are the biggest changes you've made to kind of make that next step and to get you to the really worldwide fame you currently have?
I mean, it's all the work, the research. I realized that researching is a big part of anything social media, researching how everything works. And once you figure out how everything works, it kind of comes to you after that. But I think the research is the one thing that I learned when going into anything that I need to do.
Okay. Makes sense. So you schedule all your stuff out. You have an app to schedule it all, or do you actually go in there and do them all yourself?
Oh, I do them all myself.
Wow.
Yeah, God bless you, buddy.
Yeah, I do everything myself. But yeah, I mean, because even like writing down ideas, most of the time I don't use them. I'll think of something that day and then normally try to stay current to what's going on. Like even the rain and the wind. I was actually trying to record something else and that kept happening. So I was like, all right, let me just make a video about it. Kind of like that.
So how early on in your sketches did the flip phone come into it? And what made you choose flip phone of all the things? Because yeah, you got the famous line you always say when you're flipping
flip
off your videos.
Activated.
Yeah.
Yeah, flip. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I was born in the 80s. I was born in 83. So, you know, the 90s, the early 2000s, I think, is, you know, the flip phone. More the early 2000s. So when I got out of high school, it was more the flip phone era. So it kind of brings me back into my early days. But so in the group that I was in with the podcast and the sketches, he had a flip phone. And I wanted to make a sketch back in the day about how, you know, it was so satisfying to hang up with a flip phone. So I kind of had the flip phone from then. And then I think I got into like a debate with someone online where they were telling me like an alligator can't climb a fence. And I tried to tell them that they can, and I found a video. So I wanted to show the video in a creative way, and I had the flip phone. So it was only supposed to be like a one and done with the flip phone, but once I used it and tried to do a video without it, it didn't work.
You're right, though. Like, hanging up on somebody on a smartphone is not the same as getting to slam that flip phone shut.
Yeah, it was old school, like actually having a phone in the house and you could just slam down.
Slam it down.
Yeah, there is something to that.
Our kids will never understand that satisfaction.
Yeah, or even a payphone, slamming down a payphone. You know, nobody remembers what that was. Yeah, there's something to that. Like, we're done talking. Bam.
Yeah, like, you feel good after that conversation. You feel accomplished after you do that. So it's
put some this extra power into it. It, you know,
and so that's just kind
of something that you do that always spoke to me, the truth, Publix, your thing with Publix. And I realized that some of my children have left the state, and when they come back to visit, that's the first place they want to go. It's like, I miss Publix. I want to go to I want Publix chocolate chip cookies.
I can't tell you how many desserts I've had to go buy because he's popped up in my feed and I've been like, man, now I want carrot cake.
That is freaking funny. Publix does have something special going on, don't they? They really
do. And the thing is, even like the Publix kind of got into the video on accident. Because I actually go to Publix every day. So even before the content, like, I was going every day anyways. And I think the video with the alligator climbing the fence, I had the chicken in the video. So it wasn't supposed to be there on purpose. It just kind of happened, but I didn't want to re-record it because I like the content that I said in it. And someone noticed it and was like, oh, that's Publix. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then that kind of how the flip phone and the Publix food kind of became
thing. Product placement, buddy. It's product placement.
Yeah.
Don't ever claim that was a mistake.
Right?
That's right. All by design. Yes. All by design.
Right?
I meant that all alone. Hilarious. So where do you see this going from here, man? You've done so much already. I've noticed you got a lot of shirts and other merchandise coming out. Where do you see it going next? Where do you see the next evolution of what y'all are doing next?
I'm trying to. Well, my goal is to host more shows. So I have shows that I'm coming out with on my YouTube. A couple shows. One is a podcast. Another is a show of me doing just Florida things. And then, like I said, I have a Florida viral video show that I'm actually doing. So more so trying to get more shows on streaming platforms is my next venture.
That's smart.
Well, I hope you know that the kind of content that you create serves such a purpose right now, culturally, to our society. You people that are doing the work you're doing you're changing things. Every day right now is another crisis in our world.
Yes,
everything's heavy. Everything's hard to deal with. To have outlets where we can just sit down and laugh and relate to people and go, God, that's hilarious. That is such an important outlet that you're giving people.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's actually one of the goals of my platform as well. And I try to, because I have people that have come and they want to bring serious issues. And I understand the serious issues, but the purpose of my platform is to escape the craziness of the real world for just a moment, or even those 30 seconds, to give you some type of peace and some type of, you know, something to laugh at, something positive. Even, you know, even if you escape for those 30 seconds, those 30 seconds would be great. So that was the purpose of my platform as well.
Yeah, I've seen the people try to jump on your Instagram and spin things a direction one way or the other. And you always handle it with such class. You handle it with really kindness, which I, you know, the world is missing. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever else.
Yes.
If you just kill people with kindness, you know what I mean? Just show them a smile and something positive. That goes through all that stuff. I mean, none of that stuff should make a difference. It's just being good to one another, and that's so far lost in our society with our people. It hurts my feelings, but
I agree. I agree. My thing is just be a good person. Like, that's it. I don't care what your other beliefs are. Just be a good person.
Yeah, it should be fundamentally easy, should it not?
Yes. That is, in my mind, yes. Because it's like, it's not very difficult to be a good person. And, you know, I kind of practice this every day. Even just leaving compliments or just something to make, you know, someone's day a little bit better, I'll do it. So,
You're doing a lot of that, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you know, whenever you're ready to come over here and have an adventure on the NASA side, on the
yes,
you know, on the East Coast over here, you know, we got you covered.
I'm ready. I wanted to come today, but I'm dad full time. So during the school year, it's a little bit difficult.
Well, whenever it's time, I would love nothing more than to see you covered in chameleons and flip phone activate you. That's what would make my heart happy, to see you in the Florida Man role yourself, because nobody's gonna expect that to happen. That's gonna be totally off the chart. That'll go off the deep end. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah, they thought it was weird for me. I went to Gatorama and I was actually like feeding the alligators, and I was like taking pictures with them, and everybody was, you know, they were a little bit confused, and I tried to explain to them, like, my granddad took us to the Everglades every weekend before it was like built up with all the roads and things.
Yeah,
it was the Everglades were the Everglades, and he used to take us out there every weekend, so I kind of experienced a lot of that.
I was gonna say, I was gonna ask you where all your love for wildlife came from, because you obviously have one.
Yes, I love the wildlife, which is why, and I try to explain to people, they'll send me videos of like animals being harmed. I don't like that. I try to stay away from that. I've grown up, like I said, going to the Everglades every weekend, and even where my family lived in Immokalee, you get kind of, this is right next to like Alligator Alley, so you get a lot of encounters with wildlife.
Yeah, I know exactly where that's at. I know exactly where you speak of.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a neat part of the world down there.
Yes.
It's a neat part of the world. So did you have a chance to do any homework on your end?
Did you? No, I didn't.
I didn't know.
I wanted to. I didn't.
Didn't have a chance to?
No.
Okay. No worries, buddy. No worries. You'll have to let us know when you're up this way, because we would definitely love to have you in studio sometime.
Yes, that was, I think, the most disappointing part is not actually being there in person. I wanted to be there in person. I've never been to the Space Coast, and this would have been like the perfect first time for me.
Well, whenever you're ready to, you let me know. Like I said, we'll take care of you and get you set up. And what's so the rest of your year? I'm sure you have a lot of things planned out and scheduled. What are some highlights of things you want to accomplish before the year's out?
I have a couple opportunities, I guess, on TV that I'm hoping comes through.
Like your own show, or?
More so hosting a show.
Okay.
Or a few shows. I'm in the talks with hosting a few shows. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And also producing my own shows and hosting more events. So
there you go. Yeah, that's something we just started doing last year, was hosting events, and man, it is a learning curve, buddy. Holy moly. But once you get it, you know, you've done a couple and you have the basic list of things you gotta whoop, it goes so much smoother, and then you can actually start having fun with it. But those first couple, holy moly, man, it's a stressful contraption.
Oh yeah. I mean, I hosted a karaoke event, I wanna say, was it Port St. Lucie? Isla Morada is where I was at.
Okay.
I want to say it's Port St. Lucie. It was my first event hosting, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I did learn some things through that whole process, but I had fun. So
that's what it's all about.
Now, when this thing, you know, came about, and as it's evolving and everything, what has been something that has really surprised you that you just did not expect?
Pretty much all of it. I mean, I'm always surprised. So I did the newspaper thing. I actually did I think her name was Cynthia from Brevard County.
Oh, that's where we're at.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, she came actually.
Article. I've got her article right in front of me.
He does.
That's
literally sitting
one.
On the desk
yep.
right now.
Yep.
I actually met her in person. She came over to Winter Haven. I had an event in Winter Haven. She came over, did an interview, and it was supposed to be for Brevard County, but I guess when she released it, pretty much every newspaper in Florida or every newspaper that was affiliated with that newspaper picked it up, and even the one in my area. I can't remember which news, the big news weather station, they picked up one of my sketches and put it on TV. So that was... big surprise. So yeah,
that's all amazing,
like
man.
That.
Yeah, it's
that's
all fine. Amazing.
Now, do your girls get any? At school, do they get any?
How do they feel about
how do
you
they
being
feel about it?
You being who you are?
They don't like me coming to their school. They don't like the attention. They don't like the attention. And I think the last time when I came to their school was enough for them.
That's hilarious.
So even when I like pick them up in the line, there'll be people like trying, you know, take pictures and talk to me and things, but they don't like it.
Do you have them doing camera work for you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, do
my
you?
Youngest.
Okay.
My youngest, she's with it. Like, she'll help me. But that's the one that started my account. So she says I owe her half of whatever.
I feel like that's fair.
I mean, that's a good deal for me because normally they take it all. So yeah, just give me half and I'm good with it. So
that's jam up. That's hilarious. Yeah, it she should have signed that contract early on.
Right?
She should have put all that writing very early on.
Yeah,
I would have took the deal because they try to take it all. So they can at least leave me with half. You know, I'm okay with that.
Leave you something for a retirement, whatever, right? Whatever that might be. Take care of you later on for sure. Put that in the exactly. Small words.
Right.
Yeah, must take care of dad forever. Forever.
Well, she said that. She said that. She's like, I got you. And I was like, all right, cool. If you got me, we're good. So
that's pretty special. Well, buddy, we appreciate you so much being on here with us. This was awesome. You definitely let us know when you're over this way. We'd love to take you out and have some fun with you. But really, really, really appreciate you being here. And yeah, I can't thank you enough.
Of course, thank you all so much for having me. Like I said, I want to come over there real soon, so I'll definitely let you know as soon as I get everything in my schedule situated.
All right, sounds like a plan, Josh. Thank you so much for joining us, buddy.
Of course, thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too, bub.
All right.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great guy.
Now, I tell you, it's amazing to me that I'd seen his stuff and I knew his stuff. And the kids, you know, when I showed it the thing, they were like, oh, yeah, we know him. We know him.
He is very popular, and it's not, you know, it's not just Florida. You know, right? Florida is the center of everything that's going on with his social media. But he's known across the globe for the stuff he's doing. And rightfully so. Like, you know, like we said, it's a positive spin on a lot of things in times where there's not many positive things going on.
And it's truth.
Yes. It's truth.
That's the thing. It's truth.
And
it's
clean.
Hilarious.
And it's clean.
And it's true.
Yep.
Right, right. Yep. But it's that observational stuff that, you know, okay, he's right. I never thought of it that way, but he's right.
Yeah, we take it, you know, I didn't realize how much stuff us living here in Florida that we take for granted. You know, just everyday things that you kind of you kind of just shrug your shoulders and go, yeah, and your point is what? Wait, is that sketchy or something? I didn't know that was sketchy. I mean, I know I do some sketchy things. So that's just kind of how I roll. But
right.
I mean, just everyday things, you know, that we're not even thinking about sometimes. You kind of go, I can see how from the outside that looks insane.
There you go, yeah.
Which, I mean, again,
we need to make it
context,
part of like the new curriculum for people that want permission to move to Florida. Okay, but first you've got to watch 16 weeks worth of.
That's right. So you know the thing.
Indoctrinated.
Yes. Know what you're getting yourself into, and then decide: do you still want to move here?
Well, so that's a lot of the stuff we do with EARS, a lot of the programs we do, the educational programs of wildlife, ends up being, you know, not only for people that are down here, because most everybody that lives down here, even growing up, doesn't understand what's going on, which is just an honest truth. Right. But when it comes to people that aren't from here, they're the ones that are the most willing to listen and learn. Because people, everybody down here thinks they already understand it all, and they already have a grasp on it.
I do. I already understand.
Yeah. But it's so, to me, it's rewarding having somebody who's not from Florida that's willing to take all that in and learn something from it and get something out of it. So anyhow, I digress. I digress a lot in this show. You know,
no, you don't. You're talking about EARS, for crying out loud. It's the EARS podcast.
That's true.
That's not digressing. On point.
I guess you got a point. Yeah, we did do a book fest in Cocoa Village over the weekend, which was really, really awesome.
How'd it go?
It was good. We sold I don't know, a couple dozen books. Yeah, it was pretty good. They had a huge crowd there in Cocoa Village. We were there at the Hello Again bookstore, which we have one of the ladies from Hello Again Books on here in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be pretty neat.
Well, for you at home, it won't be a minute.
For you at home, it'll be next week, yes. But yeah, it was a great time. The people from Osorio's came over, and so that was one of the busiest days they'd ever recorded, so that was pretty awesome. And yeah, it was just a blessing to a lot of business.
From where?
Osorio's.
What is that?
It's
one of the restaurants down there.
Ice cream restaurant place that's on the corner of Main Street and the one street, by the one place.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's up the street from Tai Tai. So you got the river.
It's in the village.
Cocoa Village. Yeah, you got forever.
Really, you're missing out. It's really, it's really,
it's really grown up a lot.
Yeah, it's really changed. Okay. So you got Riverfront Park, and then if you the road that runs directly to the west from there.
Okay.
If you go up that, you come up, there's Tai Tai in the corner. Awesome, awesome place. I'm a huge sushi fan, so they got really great sushi. And if you go there on one corner, so they'd be on the northwest corner. If you go further to your west, on the southeast corner, there's a place called Osorio's, and they have like amazing ice cream. They got really good food.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not until maybe the past 8 or 9 years. I haven't ever really been an ice cream eater, but here recently I've been divulging. Okay. That's why I'm gaining so much weight, and I'm like, now I'm having
to
go on these major major diets.
Stop talking so right now. Just stop talking.
It's funny in my own head. So anyhow, yeah, but I digress again. So anyhow, I want to give a quick shout out to all the people and businesses who help ears and keep us going. Please go visit these people. Tell them we sent you on there, and thank you for all they do for us. Kelsey's Pizza up here in Titusville, the original OG of pizza. I mean, that's the place. Without them and their support, you know, a lot of our stuff we wouldn't be able to do. Brad Ford with Ford Animal Rescue, great people. Hello Again Books, who we just talked about. From Olive and Grapes in Cocoa Village, we had Stan on last week.
Yes, that's right.
2 weeks ago, for those listening.
Right.
And yeah, I could go on and on and on. Just so many people, so many great things happening, and we're very, very blessed with what we do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, and again, maybe if you're looking for a place to get your business's name out there, there's a couple of screens that are behind us that don't have anything on them that we might like to put your logo up there and talk about you. So maybe you reach out to us. It's ears, EEARSS.org. @gmail.com. Drop us a message. Tell us what you think about the podcast. Maybe you want to talk about getting your name out. Or you know what? Maybe you want to tell me a guest that you might want to have on. All those things are reasonable.
There you go.
Yeah, that seem to be reasonable answers.
Absolutely.
So thank you all for joining us. Really appreciate it. And we hope to see you all in 5 minutes or next week. Bye-bye.